Let's begin. Zion Amud Aleph. 27. Okay, the Mishnah at the top. This is the list of Mishnah. Kamitza mi'utai ma'akei v'srubay. Okay. Kamitza mi'utai, the smallest amount of the kamitza, if the smallest amount of the kamitza is missing, it's ma'akei v'srubay, so the entire kamitza is no good. In other words, when you put the kamitza on the fire, the mizbeach, if you don't put the entire kamitza, you leave out a small mashu of the kamitza, then it's not a kosher kamitza. So you have not done the avoda. Isoroin, when you sanctify the flour for the very first time, a mincha, the smallest mincha is one isoroin of flour. Okay. When you sanctify it for the very first time, if you leave out even a small mashu, isoroin miutoi ma'akev esrubai, it's ma'akev. It's not going to be a kosher. You're not going to sanctify the flour. Hayayin wine mutu makav esrubai. Let's say the yayin. This refers to when you bring a mincha, when you bring the nesachim. So you have to sanctify the yayin. The yayin has to be put into a kli sharis to give the yayin sanctity. So each type of carbon has a set amount of wine that is required, either a shlish sahin, a revi'is sahin, or a chatzi sahin. So when you take that wine and you put it in the utensil, the kli sharis, to give it its sanctity for the very first time, even the smallest amount is ma'akev. Hashemen, say when it comes to when you come to sanctify
a soilus.
Hashemen, now when you have a mincha snedava has both soilus and shemen, and each one requires the other. If you're missing one, the other one is not going to be good. One without the other, so it's not going to be kosher mincha. Ma'akven zezeh. A mincha that has a levaina, when you put them on the fire, if you do one without the other, then it's not a kosher carbon. Ma'akvin zem ezem. My time, what's the reason why it's ma'akev zem? My time, what's the reason? Omar kra, miloi kumtsoi trei zimne. Stated in the Torah, miloi kumtsoi twice. The fact that it says it twice indicates that. Malikum's it twice. Anything which it says, but the Messiah is anything that it says in the Torah twice, automatically means that it's going to be Ma'akev Zezeh. That's the klal by Kotchim. If it's written twice, that means it's going to be Ma'akev. Isoroin, mi'utoi Ma'akev Esruboi. The Isoroin, the smallest man is Ma'akev Esruboi. My timer, Amakra, misolta. There's an extra hay from its flower. Shem Choshe, Kolshu, Psula. Hayayin, mi'utoi Ma'akev Esruboi. Why Kocha? The word kacha means so shall it be. It's a special word which means indication. This is the way it must be. Kacha yeosem. Next, Hashemen miutoi makav esrubai. Why? Now, so there are different types of shemen. There's different types of minachas. There's a minchas nesachim, and there's stam a mincha. There's a mincha that is brought to accompany a carbon, and there's a mincha that's brought as an independent nedava. So if we're dealing here with the minchas nesachim, how do we know that the shemen is ma'akev by a minchas nesach? Because it says with kacha.
So you can learn two things from this?
No.
It's a different kocha?
No. One kocha says by yayin, one kocha is a different kocha.
Mm-hmm.
One kocha was said by yayin. Okay, go back into the... We didn't say go back into the Gemara before.
Kocha yosu l'shor ho'echad.
That was...
Bamidbar, tezvav.
So two different kochas, right?
What's the other kocha?
Let's see. The item I'm going to say, I'm going to say, This is telling you what you bring to accompany the carbon. It says one kacha. One kacha comes to refer to two different halachas. You are correct. Okay, mincha nedava. Hayno stam as a stam regular mincha. Hayno that the soil smak mincha nedava. When it's not coming to accompany, it's not here to accompany a carbon. How do you know? Amakro umishamno. There is an extra hay. The extra hay is coming to be marbesh in chasa kol shuhu pesula. Next, hashemen v'asoil smak zeze. Misolta mishamna, because it says the two words, it's a repetition. It says these things twice, migirsa umishamna. And migirsa also means from its flower. What, how do they translate the word migirsa? Girsa is the same thing as flour. This soilless,
finely ground barley flour.
Barley flour. Misolta umishamna, migirsa umishamna. So since it says the word mishamna twice, it says this twice. This expression twice. Once it says it once misolta mishamna by a regular mincha, and it says migirsa by a flower umishamna. even though that's discussing a different type of carbon, a carbon that's barley. Barley is brought on Pesach, also brought by a Saita, so we can really learn out one from carbon the other. Aimer. What?
The Omer,
Pesach, and also a Saita. So therefore, since it says this sequence twice, and we can really learn one from the other, automatically know that it's going to teach us, it's going to be Ma'akev. What does Rashi say? Rashi, Misolto Mishamna, Umashma Shiyu Shnehen. The Hodak Sivnami Migirsa Umishamna Sheyihiyu Shnehen. Even though that's a different type of flower, Shana Hakosiv La'akev. Why? Because Geres V'soiles Chatu. Because we viewed Geres and Soiles to be one and the same. Elisha Geres Minchas Bikurim. Geres is the Minchas of the Bikurim, which means the Oimer. The Oimer is called the Minchas Bikurim. And the Soiles. And Soiles B'shar Minachois. It's very interesting because Bikurim you bring on Shavuos. And yet on Pesach it's also called Bikurim. It's called the Minchas Bikurim. And it's very interesting that we say when we read by the Haggadah, we read the Pesukim that you say when you bring Bikurim. Even though those Pesukim are really referring to the Bikurim that's read, that we say that you bring the Bikurim on Shavuos. On Shavuos, and there it's not referring to flour. There you're bringing fruits. Yet we borrow from those pesukim because on Pesach also the second day Pesach, when you bring the oimer is also called the minchas bikurim. We borrow words of the pesukim from bikurim, which is really fruit, with the mincha. That's the second day Pesach. We bring it back to the first day Pesach. Okay, whatever. But I'm just something interesting, curious. Okay, next, Hakomis al levoyin ma'akim zezem the kmitz and the levoyin ma'akim zezem. Why al kol levoyin asa? It says twice. It says al that you shall bring the mincha together with the levoyina. The eskol halavoyina asher al hamincha. So since it repeats the halacha that you bring levoyina twice, so the repetition of the levoyina is coming to teach you that the levoyina. The repetition is teaching that the levoina is ma'akev. Next halacha. Okay, so we did the whole mission. The Gemara next halacha. Shnei Shavuot Ma'akim Zeh is a very easy mission. The two simul Yom Kippurim Ma'akim Zeh. Yom Kippurim you bring two sirim, the sor la'Hashem and the sor la'Azazel, and then ma'akev Zeh Zeh. Shnei Shavuot Ma'akim Zeh Zeh. Shnei Kivsei Atzeres Ma'akvin Zeh Zeh. The Shnei Kivsei Atzeres. Two kavos ma'avas shavuos. The two kivasim, the shnei kivsei atzeres, two kivasim of the atzeres. Arguably, ma'akev on shavuos, you bring two kivasim to accompany the bread, right? The shnei halachem, ma'akev zeh zeh. If we only have one, we have the other. It's going to be possible. Beis chalois, ma'akev zeh zoya zoy. The shnei halachem, shnei sedarim.
You need
two or six rows of bread. Ma'akvim zeh zeh, shnei bazichin, ma'akvim zeh zeh, hasadarim v'habazichin, the bread and the bazichin, ma'akvim zeh zeh, beiz minim shebenazir, a nazir brings chametz u'matzah, he brings 20 loaves of bread, 10 are chametz and 10 are matzah, so ma'akvim zeh zeh, beiz minim shebenazir, period, gimel shebapara, the paraduma, there are three minim, there is eitz erez, ve'ezai v'shni tolas. If you don't have all three together, it's not going to be a kosher para aduma. If you, let's say, there's a shortage in the market, there is no eitz eres. All you can find is the eitz of the shni tolas. Can you burn the para aduma? Will it be kosher? No. It's either all or nothing. So the basis of the gimel shel para v'dalit shebe toida. Toida, there are four types of reds.
Each one over here is ma'akev zeh zeh. How come before he didn't say that the Levoina is Ma'akev the
we did say
the Bezichin.
The Levoina is the Bezichin. What are you talking about?
The one is not Ma'akev the other.
What?
It says Shnei Sidorim Ma'akev Zezeh. Shnei Bezichin Ma'akev Zezeh.
Yeah.
Oh, and then it says Bezichin Ma'akev Zezeh.
So you're asking another question. Why didn't it say when it comes to Shnei Lechem? Why didn't it say that the Shnei Kivasim are Ma'akev the Shnei Lechem? Obviously, it's not. Obviously, if you don't have the breads, you can still bring the kvasim. If you don't have the kvasim, you can still bring the breads.
And here they're interchangeable.
In Echnami, each keves makiv the other keves, each bread is makiv the other bread, but the kvasim are not makiv the lechem. The lechem is not makiv the kvasim. That's what we learned from the Mishnah, because did not say that in Echnami. Now, when it comes over here, the Nazir of Yishuv Parma and Dal Shabbatoyda, there are four breads, 40 loaves of bread. 40 loaves of bread to come to the Toida. The Dalit Shebelulav. There are four. There are Dalit. What? Dalish means the four different types, the variety. There are four different types of breads. There are chalois, rikikin, matzois, and then there's chametz.
Okay.
So there are 40 different types of four 40 breads.
Four.
10, four different varieties.
Oh.
Four different types. How many of each type? 10. For a total of?
40.
So dalit shebetoida, the dalit shebelulov. There are four meaning. Esrog, lulov, hadas, and maravis. If you only have three, you don't have the other one, don't come to shul. Stay home, don't bring it to shul. The arba shebe mitzvah. There are four things that mitzvah. What's the mitzvah have to bring? He has to bring, I forgot, look at Rashi.
Four components of mitzvah's purification.
And what are they? There's the shemen, there's the osham, the eitz erez, the eitz of shitolas, and the shemen thing. Let's see, what does Rashi say? Rashi in the Mishnah. Gimel Shaparaduma, Sheva, there is no Rashi. Eitz erez, Gimel Shaparaduma. Okay, Ritzipodin bimitzvah, birds. There are four things. There's the eitz erez, Ezov, Ushni Tolas, and the birds. Right? So you shecht one bird and you take the living bird and you tie it in eitz erez, the Ezov Shni Tolas, and you dip it in the blood. No. You dip the blood, the Tzibachaya, you dip the bird itself. And then you dip the eitz erez, the Ezov Shni Tolas separately, and you sprinkle the blood upon the mitzvah. So there are two different parts of the process. There's the birds.
Yeah.
There are four things that are part of the process. You have to bring two birds, and you have to bring eitz erez, eizov ushni tolas. It's interesting that the mitzvah is similar to a paraduma. A paraduma is zelbazach. The only difference is that the mitzvah you also have the birds. The birds are just like every time the mitzvah does the kapar, he's basically bringing a paraduma, but in addition to the paraduma, you're also bringing two birds. Viter. The Om Akev Zezet. Very nice mission summarized again. Shas. Okay, we have Dal Vyabash Bitsai, Makam Zezet, Sheva Hazai Sheva Parah, Ma'akva Zoya Zoy. Now, what do you do the Paradum? You go to the Harazesim. You sit in Harazesim and you face, where do you face? You face the Kodesh HaKodashim. You face the base of Midish, and you have to sprinkle seven times the Noichach Pinea Kodesh. You have to sprinkle seven times towards the Heichel. And in fact, you have to be able to see. And it's a very complex Gemara in two places. They have to be an angle. They have a chart to show, be able to either see over the wall, on into the gates, different opinions, how you're able to see,
right.
And how the Mikdash was constructed. It has to elevate in certain parts in order you can see or lower in certain parts, so you can over the walls, whatever it is. You have to do it seven times. Let's say you sprinkle towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim six times, or five times, or four times. It is no good. Ma'akva is zoy ezo. Dalin hazoyo is sha'al ben avadim. Okay, the next halacha. The dalin hazoyo is sha'al ben avadim. What about the seven sprinklings on the ben avadim? Okay, then you have to sprinkle seven times in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When you're on Yom HaKippurim, you come to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and you go achas lamala and sheva lamata. Achas. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Seven. So therefore, you have the zayin hazoyos sha'al ben avadim v'sha'al ha'poreches. And why is it only seven? It's really eight. It says, B'yoyim ha'kipurim k'damirim b'mesecht yoyim. Why only seven? There should be eight. Isn't it good, Kasha? So what is it in the Farshim? So
one up and seven down.
So why doesn't it say the one up? I guess that means the one up, it's only one. Of course, that's ma'akev. But what about the seven down? So the seven down, maybe if you do one would be good enough, two are good enough. No, if you do not do all seven, then it's not a kosher avodah. You have to sprinkle towards the Bein Abadim and the Poreches and Zayin has Zayishal Bein Abadim, Vishal Poreches, and Al HaMizbeach. You have to sprinkle seven times on the Tihara Shal Mizbeach, on the surface of the Mizbeach Azov. These are Ma'akva Zo Ezo. Good? Okay, all different things. Next, Shnei Suyavim Mechubim Makom Zezeh Hayinu Deh Hayinu Chuka. Shnei into the word Chuka. Chuka means it's Ma'akev. Shnei Kivsi Atzeres Ma'akvum Zezeh. Why it says the word Havaya? The word Havaya. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, what's the word Havaya? Okay, it says there is no Rashi over here on these words.
Kodesh
Yihyu. So Yihyu. Let's see over here. My Farish over here in this Gemara. One second. It says here, Havaya, Taviu Lechem, the word Taviu, Tsoiles Tihiyena. Okay? Going back to the mission, the mission says that the two Kivsi Atzeres, Shnei Suyah Yom Zeh Chuka, Shnei Kivsi Atzeres, Ma'akma Zeh Havaya. What's the word Havaya? What's the word Havaya? It says, Al Shnei Kivasim Kodesh Yihiyu, like what you said, Yihiyu. The word Yihiyu, Yihiyu means it must be. It's a drasha. Okay, I don't know anything more than that. It's a drasha. The Yihiyu must be. Vaita, Shnei Chalois, it says, Taviu Lechem Tenufa, Soiles Tihiyena. Tihiyena is Havaya. It's an extra word coming to teach you that it's going to be Ma'akev. Yeah?
Yeah.
Vaita. Shnei Stadim, it says Chuka. Shnei Bazichin, it says Chuka. Hasan Bazichin Chuka. It says also Chuka. It says the word Chuka. It says the word Chuka. Okay, so see over here on the side that goes to Chuka, it says V'choysa Zos Lochem L'chukas Oilam. Good, weiter. Next, Shnei Minim Shebenazit, the Simpsons Pasta Kane, Yaseh, the two Minim Shebenazit, there are 20 breads, 10 Chomets, and 10 Matzah. It says the word Kane Yeoseh. Okay, it says he will wave. It says in the pasuk, "Heinif hakoyin oisam al shlechem abikudim tenufa." He will wave it. It says, "Shnei bezichin chuka v'astam hastam v'abezichin chuka shnei minim shabnozel." So it says, "Kain ye osam." We're talking about the pasuk. Zos tia tveras hanazir ashayido karbil Hashem al nizra milvan asher tasa gidu kifin nidu ashayidar kain ya'ase. This is the way it must be done. Vait gimel shabapara chuka. Arba Shabitoida, the Iskish Linazir, the 40 breads of a carbon toida. How do you know that Ma'akev says if you're missing one of the 40 breads, you're missing one of the kinds, one of the varieties? Because the Iskish Linazir, we compare the toida. Al zevach toida shlomav we makish arbosh shabit toida the iskish le nazir the sif we compare the toida to the nazir al zevach toida shlomav oislami shalom aleichem welcome back. How was your summer? It's so good to see you. Miss you very much.
Thank you.
Your mokim was empty the whole summer. Ufakadata mokim ashadecha. Chav Zayin Amid Aleph. I'm not speaking to you. I'm speaking to him now. The shir starts at 8:30.
Why not to me? Why not
Vaita? Because he just came back from Eretz Yisrael.
Yes. My sister came to see a good excuse. Welcome up.
If you would have come on time yesterday and the day before and the day before, then yes, it would be a good excuse. But since...
Did he come yesterday?
Since, no, he didn't come yesterday before. Megal Gulav Esakol. Is that a nasty thing to say, Rosh Hashanah? Weiter in the Gemara. So what's it? Islamid. It says in the pasuk al chalais lechem chametz yakriv al karbonai al zevach toidas shalomov, which seems to indicate is that a nazir, not only does a nazir bring a carbon nazir, he brings a carbon toida. That's what it seems to say here. I never knew that. I never was aware of that. Is that taka true? You're supposed to bring a carbon toida. What does it say here in Rashi? Is there a Rashi? No, I don't see Rashi. And what does it say in the Mefarish? The Mefarish says, thank you so much. Oh, thank you for serving me. Got coffee. Delicious. It tastes like mamish. Poison. Mamish, a drug. Why do you make a bracha on black coffee? Why do you make a bracha? Could you make a bracha on black coffee? Medicine. What's the halacha? What's the halacha? Why do you make a cup of bracha on a shahako? On a strong cup of black coffee with no sugar, no milk. Mm-hmm. I'm really halacha shayla. I really wonder why taka do you even make a bracha?
If you didn't like it, you wouldn't drink it.
I don't drink it because I like it. I drink it because of the chemicals, the caffeine content, to bring about a chemical change in my mind to stay awake and be able to focus.
Okay, it's a good question. I have to ask you a local Orthodox rabbi next time.
I don't have a local Orthodox rabbi. I'm independent. You vote with Democrat, Republican, independent, Haredi, Chiloni, Chabad, Satmar, independent. Sect. Independent. Weiter. So it says here over here, Al Zevach Toidash Lamav. So it says over here in the Pasuk, over here, what is it on the side of the Gemara? Let me see, Vashteta, I didn't think of this. Okay, let's see over here. What is over here. I did the Perek Shabbat, by the way. Don't I look how far we got already. See?
Mm-hmm.
So you came by. I did the Perek. Don't think I didn't prepare. So it says over here, then we compare it to a Nazir. Okay, because it says by the Nazir, Al Zevach, the Iskish, the Nazir, She Lachme Hatoida, Hukshu, the Shalme Nazir, the Sid Parish Lachme Hatoida, Al Chalis Lachem Chamez, Yakrib, Al Karb, Al Zevach Toida Shlomov. Oh, here the Gemara Darshan, here the Gemara, I didn't finish the Gemara yet, right. Al Zevach Toida Shlomov, what does this mean? The Amamar. Mar explained Pshat in this Pasek. It means Shlomov, L'rabois Shalmei Nazir. It's coming to be Marber, the Shalmei Nazir. So here is this Pasuk is discussing, what do you mean coming to be Marber, the Shalmei Nazir? What does that mean? Rashi, look at Rashi. L'yud kabin yushalmiyos, soiles ulevia shemen kitoida, beperek toida. It's coming to teach you exactly, this halakha is coming to teach you exactly how much flour. How much flour the Nazir has to bring. How much flour he has to bring. But in the process of comparing one to the other, we learn that the laws of a Toida are compared to the laws of a Nazir. And we just conclude one line above that with regard to a Nazir, if you do not bring both whatever the Torah demands of you, it's not a kosher carbon. Likewise, when it comes to a Toida, if you do not bring what the Torah demands of you, all four types of breads, it's not a kosher carbon. A Toida is made up of 40 breads, four different varieties, four different types. Three of them are matzah, one type is chametz. A Toida, a Nazir brings two types of breads, a total of 20 breads. 10 are chametz and 10 are matzah. By the Nazir, we had a drasha. It says, by the Nazir, the word Kain Ya'aseh, from which we learn a Nazir, if you did not bring both types of breads, the 20 breads, two different varieties, Lo Yotza Yidei Choyvasai. By a Toida, where there are 40 breads, the Pasuk says, you shall bring Al Zevach Toidas Shlomov. Oh, it's not a Kasha. I answered Pshat the Pasuk, very simple. It says there in the Torah, you're supposed to bring 40 breads Al, to accompany Zevach, the animal, Toidas Shlomov. A Toida is a variety of a Shlomim. It's very similar to a Shlomim in regard to the fact that it's Kodshei Kalim. It can be eaten in the entire Yerushalayim, and you only burn on the Mizbeach only certain fats, and the Zrika is going to be identical to the way you do a Zrika on a Karban Shlomim. So the Pasuk over here says you bring 40 breads, Al. Al in this context means together with Zevach, the sacrifice of the Toidas Shlomov. The Gemara now is making a drasha. If the Torah would not write the word Shilamov, would just write the word Al Zevach Toidas, Al Zevach Toida, that you will bring your 40 breads together with your sacrifice, we would have been at peace with ourselves. We would not find there to be any difficulty in the Pasuk. So why then did the Torah elaborate? Why the verbosity to say the word Toidas Shilamov? It's coming to teach you that the Pasuk is indirectly comparing a carbon Toida to a carbon shlomim. And what is it? Not shlomim. What is it coming to compare it to? To a carbon nazir. It's comparing it to a nazir. V'amamar shlomov, the extra word shlomov, which the pasuk could have omitted, and we would not have known the difference. L'rabbi, it's coming to be marbe, the shalmei nazir. Indeed, we're dealing of here with a nazir, with a shlomim, but a nazir. When he concludes his term of Nazirus, he brings three korbanos. He brings a korban oila, a korban shalomim, and a korban chatos. One of the three korbanos that he brings is a korban shalomim. And by that korban shalomim, so we come to the marble of shalomim nazir, and there the Gemara has a drasha. What is the purpose of making this comparison? It's really referring to the amount of flour. That's not our sugya for now. That's not our relevant for us for now. But the fact that it says the word shalomov, which the Gemara does say alludes to the carbon shalomim of a nazir. The result for our purpose of this daf Gemara is to show us that the Torah is comparing a toida to a nazir. Just like by a nazir, the Torah demands you bring two different types of breads. And it says the word there, kain ya'aseh, if you don't bring both types of breads, lo yotza. Likewise, when it comes to a carbon toida, where the Torah demands that you bring four types of breads, if you don't bring all four types, Lo yatsa yidei choyvasai. Next halacha v'yavasha b'mitzayra. There are four different types of bread. The four different the requirements by a mitzayra. What are the four things he must bring by mitzayra? He must bring eitz eres, ezav, shni toilas, and two birds. Four different items must be presented in the Beis HaMikdash before they can proceed to do his service. The four shem mitzayra. If the mitzayra does not bring to the Beis HaMikdash all four, only brings three or two or one, then and he does the do the avoid lo yatsa. This is the pasuk zoyis toras and zoyis tia toras. Ha-mitzayra. What's the drasha of the ha-mitzayra? The word Torah, the word tihiyah. The drasha is from the word tihiyah. Tihiyah tells you that this is the way it must be, and you may not deviate a kihu zeh. Okay, that's the drasha from the word tihiyah. Good? Zos tihiyah lashon havaya. Havaya always ma'akev. Next, lach v'dal shavlub. Now, this is the yom. Now we're coming to Yom Yomus, it's going to be Sukkos. Very soon around the corner is the Dalet Minim. All the Moichim are now gearing up. They're inspecting as we speak right now the Schayra. So it says here, you have Dal Shavuot, it says the four Shavuot, Ulekachtem L'kichatama, Ulekachtem L'chem Bayim Harishon Priyet Sondar, Ulekachtem is a composite of two words, V'lokachtam. Tam means complete. You must have all four items to be yotzei the mitzvah. If you don't have all four items, don't bother to make a bracha. Lo yotzam. That's only when you're missing one of the minim, then lo yotzam. But let's say you have all four in your hand, but you do not tie up three together. You do not make the rings. You do not put the hadasim and the revos in the holder. What's the holder called in Yiddish? What's it called in Yiddish? The holder. The holder. There's a Yiddish word, I forgot it. Is the Yiddish word for the holder?
Keshula.
The keshula?
No, those are the knots. Those are the keshula. Rings.
The keshula?
You're talking about...
The holder.
The one that has the three parts.
Yeah, two parts. What three parts? Keshula. Two parts.
Three parts.
Well,
two parts. And
Dasam and Ravis. And the base.
Keshula.
Okay, right. So what is that called?
Keshula.
Yeah, the keshula, fine. So therefore, lashon elashay lavel, yesh avol, yesh loy. But let's say you have in your hand all four minim, ein ma'akvin. In other words, the ego eged ein ma'akev lulav ein tzorich eged. If you don't bond them, if you don't tie them together, yotzeder, you do not. It's not a requirement. It's a nice thing to do to put the four meaning, the three meaning together. It's zek. We will say in a moment zek kelivyan veyu, but it's not an absolute requirement that it be tied together. Here is the machlis in the Gemara. Vaita meisve dal minim shabluv v'dabe dal diafumi kasha. It is ma'akev. I'll show you. The dalid minim shabluv beiz mehem oisim peris beiz mehem inus peris. Do you notice that from the four minim to produce fruit, the lulav to mom dates, and the hadasim produce berries. The other two do not produce fruit. The aravites do not produce fruit, and the I'm sorry, the esrog is the fruit. The esrog is the fruit, and the lulav is the fruit, but the other two do not produce. The berries don't count. The berries of the hadasim do not count. That's not edible. There's the hadasim, they and the aravos do not produce fruit. So what does it say? Ha'isim peros use zukukim l'sheinosim. Each one, the she'en oisim peros, yuzugim lo oisim peros. This is an expression which basically means that you need all four. The ones that do not produce fruit need the ones that produce fruit. The ones that need the fruit do not need the ones that do not. Now, obviously, these are dvarim ha'amdim, brumay, shalom, what these words mean, but it says over here, it's a very nice way of saying that you need all four. If you're missing one of the four, it's not going to be good. Vaitavim ein odim yosev yidei chavos v'cham ad shayu kulam ba'aguda achas. Okay, you're not yoytzei, unless you're a card-carrying member of the Agudas Yisrael. You have to have them all tied up together in one minute.
Why don't you need to tie the esrog together with
them? Oh, so that is, that's a drush. I don't know the answer. It's a special drush why you know that, why the esrog is not part of the Aguda, but the other three must be Aguda. I don't know the answer. V'chein Yishol Behartzo'ah. Likewise, when Klal Yishol, they daven at a tainus.
Do you have to hold them all in one hand?
No, you do not. Adam, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to hold them in two separate hands. It's a whole shot of even Yaitz held in one. He's also holding two separate hands. The Eshug in one hand and the other three in the other hand. And the Chayin Yishol Behartzah, when the time comes to be mispalot to Hashem, and Hashem should find us acceptable in His eyes, we should be Behartzah. Ad Shiyukula Magud Achas, the whole Klal Yishol has to be Achtos. If there's no Achtos, if people hate each other and there is division between ourselves, then Hashem will not accept our tefillos. Shenemar Habayne Bashamayim Ma'aliyos. Hashem who builds in the heaven Ma'aliyos of elevations. In Shamayim, there are many different Madregos. There are many different. There is a Ma'ala, like an elevator. every elevator stops on different floors. So in Shemayim, there are different floors. In Shemayim, Ma'ali Yosef, Va'aguda Soy. But the Aguda, meaning that the band, the Jewish people, they're all bound together. Al Eretz Yisada is established here on this world. Therefore, if we're not going to be bound together in this world, then we're not going to be able to accomplish anything in Shemayim. So there we have a stira. According to what Mandem, it says the Aguda is not Ma'akev. And here it says the Aguda is Ma'akev. We have a stira. The Gemara says, what's the Kasha? Tanoihi. There is a Machloikis Tanoim, if you have to bind together the three of the four minim to be yoytzei the mitzvah, if you need the keshala, if that's ma'akev. The Tanu of the Raisa, lulav, the Tanakama says lulav, bein ogud, bein she'ino yogud, kosher, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, ogud kosher, she'ino ogud pasul. My time of Rabbi Yehuda that says it's going to be kosher. I'm sorry, why does he hold it as a pasul? My time of Gomar. It says thereby by the Para Aduma, by the Para Aduma says with Chuka, and by the Mitzvah also it says by the Mitzvah also says with Chuka. The Agudas Ezoif Ishri Talas Yav the Ezoif is the little grass, and you have the Shri Talas and the Eres, and you take the Shri Talas and you tie it around the big piece of wood, the Eres, and the Ezoif, the Hyssop. So there, it's ma'akev. You cannot sprinkle the part of the water unless all three are there, because that's what chukah. And therefore, here it's going to be ma'akev. Ma'alahala maguda afkan be'aguda. So therefore, every time you go take the lulav and eshri, you have to remember that you're connecting yourself to the parduma. You're connecting yourself to the parduma when you go and you take it on. It's a very interesting idea. But Rabbanu lo'igamri kichicha. They don't have a tradition. They don't have a gzer shava. Keman ozachot hem the brayis a little mitzvah lo'igdoi v'im lo'igdoi kosher. It's kosher. Keman ikra b'yehuda. So monav shach. What do you mean? What is a lichatchila? We learn two opinions. Either it's ma'akev, or there is absolutely no requirement whatsoever. Lulav mitzvah taka. This is how we paskin, by the way. This is the way the Rambam paskins. You have your Gemara, you can sign the Gemara. Ois Ayin says, I my mini perig zayin hilchas lulav halachavav tor shulchan aruch aruchayim simen tof reish nun aleph sif aleph. The first halacha, it's not me'akev. It's a lichatchila. Lulav mitzvah like the vimloy agdoi kosher. Kiman, like whom? Ika b'hudo loy agdoi amai kosher. Irabon, my mitzvah. And for the Gemara, yes. What do you mean? My Gemara is Leolam Rabbanu. My mitzvah, Mishum Ze Keli, and they will hider mitzvah. It's a yoifi to do this. Halacha lemaisa lechatchila, yeah, you have to do it. But the evidence is not. And now, and some people they attack a hold. Should be aware of this. The people who really know what they're doing, in addition to putting it in the keshala, because the keshala in and of itself, without any rings at all, is called an eget. But some hold that it's not enough. You have to make a kesher shel kayama. So if you look at the real Bali halacha, you will see that around the keshela, on some part of the keshela, they take a piece of lulav and they tie mamish a double knot. A double knot to make a kesher shel kayama.
So you have the three rings.
That's good enough also. That's kosher b'yemen. It's not a kesher shel kayama. It's a nice way to keep it all together. You have the keshela.
But you're not doing the kind of thing of putting it all together.
B'dievah you are. Even not in b'dievah. You're yotze. That's the halach. Halach. The hanach lehem inim v'nevim b'nevim. It's good enough. And you put the adas and the rebos into the keshela. That is called already. It's an aguda de oraisa.
You do both. We put it into the keshela. And then we wrap it around again.
We have rings. So rings is a Kabbalistic concept. Rings is a different zach. You have rings on the thing. You have rings on top. You have three rings, four rings, three rings, three
rings.
Two rings,
one in the keshla,
then two more right. Rings, some of three rings. Machloek, Salpi, Kabbalah, how many rings you have? But no, Machloek, some put three, some put only two. Some put on the rule of only two. And some what?
Nobody puts four.
Put whatever you want.
Some put three. I know, there's a say, how do you do it? People put three, but I think most people put three. Most people put three, but I think some put only two. I don't remember, I don't know who does what. Some put three, and then in addition to the three you put on the lulav, you also put one on the keshela. That's a Kabbalistic thing. Those rings are not, that's not called tying. That's a Kabbalistic thing. You put rings.
What? The guys that take hadassim and put it all the way around the whole thing.
Yeah, they put like 100.
Okay, there's Lubavitch. Lubavitch has 12 or even more. Yeah. Lubavitch Rabbi used to have 12 hadassim.
They use a watermelon.
Okay, these are the other in here. You only need only one hadass, one arava, one lulav, one ezruk. And you have to tie it together. No, you don't have to tie it together. It's a hider. It's zeh keli v'anveyu. You make kayim that And even according to the Mandim, that says that you do need to kesha, you do need to do it midat Torah, putting the hadasim and the aravos in the keshala and putting it into the lulav inside is called an aguda deoraisa. Some people say enochanami, it's good, but you can do better. And the way you can do it better is, in addition to putting it into the keshala, you should also take a piece of a lulav and make it in a way where you tie a kesher shel kayama around the keshala. That makes the chiba, the aguda, into an aguda, a stark aguda. Not like the agudas Yisrael, which is mufudu de mbeno amin, but a real aguda, yeah. A real aguda, aguda with a keshel kayama. Okay, I didn't say that. Chas v'shalayim. Chas v'shalayim. Mipi onu chayim. G'dele Yisrael. Etes g'dele Yisrael. They should live and be well. Bite in the Gemara. Make sure I didn't say anything bad about the aguda. Okay, so there are different types of agudas. Bite in the Gemara. Weiter in the Gemara. Let's go weiter.
Yeah.
My great grandfather, he was an agudist. He was in the Rosh. He was the Rosh Hamadam of the Aguda. He was the Rosh Hamadam of the Knesia Gedoyla. He was the Rosh Hamadam. I have a picture on my phone. He was Rosh Hamadam. See? And today they wouldn't even look at me at Aguda.
Skat Nadaris.
The Skat Nadaris. Weiter. Vaita Lola Mitzel like the Vimalavim like the Kosher. Come on, you can do that. So this Zek is a Murti Gavart. So at least you come away tonight, you learn your sight. Remember, you come to Sukkos with the Kach and the Bim Harishon, Harishon the Cheshon Avoynes. When you put your Hadasim and the Aravas and the Lulav, remember, it's Machlekes Tanoim, is there Gzeri Shava, Kicha to Paraduma, that it's Ma'akev. How do we paskin? We paskin that it's not ma'akev. So why then do we do it if it's not ma'akev? The reason why you're doing it is because ze keli v'anveyu. And the order
this Gemara is not in Sukkah?
What?
Ze keli v'anveyu was in the Gemara Sukkah.
Ze, there's a yisoid in learning. How can you not know this yisoid? Is that the ikur yisoidos of a mesechta are not in the mesechta. It's a murdik yisoid. It's so true. It's not in the mesechta. Divrei Torah, aniyim, b'mokoyim echad v'ashirim b'mokoyim acher. You will find always the ikur shoresh of the halacha will not be found in the mesachta, but the agada is in the mesachta. The agada you will find. Why? Because agada is hashkafa. Interesting. Agada you'll find in the mesachta, but not the halacha. Halacha you're always going to find like this. Mamish. You say this. You find this in Sefer Sukkah. I'm not so sure this Gemara appears also. We'll say Oisches inside the Gemara. Oisches, it says Sham. Yeah, it is in the Gemara there as well. Two places. Okay, it's there as well. Sukkah, Dafyut Aleph, and Lamed Gimel. Okay, but over here there's more elaboration.
Lamed Gimel.
There's more elaboration over here. Because over here the Gemara is comparing it to the Gemara teaching, telling you about the Paraduma, telling you Chukah. There's more elaboration over here in the Gemara. So you have to know that many times you need to come onto other Gemara to understand the Halacha. Weiter in the Gemara. The Tad the Tanya is living the Zekil then they invite the next Gemara. Okay. Now we go to the seven sprinklings. Now we are preparing a paraduma. You go to Har HaZeisim and you stand on the mountain and you look into the Beis Hamikdash and you take and you burn the para and you burn the eight areas of Shlita Las Ve'esef. And then you go and you take the blood from the paraduma and you sprinkle it seven times in the air towards the Beis Hamikdash, towards the Kodesh Hamikdash in the east. You stand on the east and you face west. You face west and you sprinkle seven times. So let's say you only sprinkle six times, or five, or four, or three, or two, one, no good. You have to sprinkle seven. If you do not sprinkle seven times, then that's no good. So Sheva Zesha Par Ma'akev, why Zo Chukah? It says Zos Chukah Satera Chukah is Ma'akev. Sheva Zesha Ashla Ben Abadim, when Yom HaKippurim you go Lefnai V'Lefnim, and you sprinkle Achas Lamata, and Sheva Lamata. So every one of the seven sprinklings, Lamata is Ma'akev Zezeh. Why? Then what else? V'Sha'al Ham, V'Sha'al Hazesha Ben Abadim, V'Sha'al Ham is Be'er. Notice it changes the order here. Isn't that very strange? It changes the order. The next thing you do is al shemil al poreches. You sprinkle the hechel in three places. You sprinkle in kodesh hakodashim. You sprinkle the hechel towards the poreches, and you sprinkle on the tiharoy shel mizbech, the surface of the mizbech hazov. The mishnah puts the order in the correct order. First is the kodesh hakodashim, then comes the poreches, and then comes the mizbech. for some reason, unbeknown to us, the Mishnah, the Brayso over here, it reverses the order. It says first you do in the Kodesh HaKadosh, and you put in the Mizrach, and you put in the Bin. So, Shevazah Shal Ben Abadim, Vishal Mizbech HaZoh, Vishal Mizbechas, Ma'akvah Zoh Zoh. The Yom HaKippurim, now, when is the Ma'akev? And which Kurbanis? Number one, Yom HaKippurim. When else? The Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur, and the Seirei Avodas Kechavim. When the Klal Yisrael does not there because of Pesach of Bezdin, and then they realize they made a mistake, the Bezdin brings the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, where they sprinkle the Pareches, the Mizbech Azov, 7 times. They do have Avodah Zarah, Zal Bezach, Kohen Gadol is Navera, same thing. These are the special chat called the Chatois HaPnimiyois, the Chatois that are offered inside the Heichal. And they all have one thing in common, that there is a sprinkling that is done 7 times on the Pareches and on the Mizbeach. Yom HaKippurim has, in addition to these things, also has inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it's saying that when you do it 7 times in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and on the Mizpareches and on the Mizbeach, it's Ma'akev. If you only do 6, it's no good. You must do 7. How do you know this? How do you know this? Sheva HaZoy, Sheva Parah, Sheva Sheva Parah, Makwazozo, Chukah. By a part by Yom HaKippurim, it says Chukah. The Yom HaKippurim Ksiv Chukah. The power of Kohen Mashiach when the Kohen Gadol does an Avera, if he eats Chelev, and he has to bring a special Karbon Chatos inside the Heichol, with the power Helim Dover Shel Tzibur Udisiire Avoy Daske Chavim. How do you know them? How do you know? Kiditanya V'Osala Par Kasha Osala Par. Due to this power, like into that power. And what does that mean? My Tamuloy Mar. And which power are we referring to? You do to par the par hilav shel tzibar sheyas lekasha also the par koyin mashiach shalama lehimenuv. It says ditto. You know what ditto means? Ditto. Whatever was above, repeat. Therefore, the pasuk here is discussing the par of the koyin the hilav dover shel tzibar. You shall do the procedure is identical to what is done to the par of the koyin gadol. If the koyin gadol it's chelav, the Torah delineates exactly what should be done. Then the Torah says, what happens if Bezdin decides that Chelev is Mutter? And Klal Yisrael, the majority of Klal Yisrael eats Chelev. And then they realize their mistake. They bring a par helam davar shel tzibor. What are the rules? What are the procedure? The Pasuk says, due to this par, the par helam davar shel tzibor, just like what the Kohen Gadol does to his par. The Asala par, Kasha Asala par. My Talmud, what is it teaching? What is it necessary for the pasuk to tell to make the statement? My Talmud Loimar. Why does it say that? My Talmud Loimar Lichbol Behazois to repeat the requirement Lishnois Bahazhoras Hazois Adamolov. There is repetition, and the ruling when it comes to Kodoshim is, we have said this only a million times. Anytime the Torah repeats a halacha by Kedoshim, it's coming to teach you that it is essential, it is ma'akev. She'im chitzra achas mina mina matonis, if you lack one of the matonis, lo yoso klum, tarabonon, sheva hazoi, shiru poro, paraduma. She'oso na'udah na'yazach. Now we're going to discuss 2 dinim. Din of shaloi l'shma, and the din of shaloi d'mechuvan. You sprinkle it in the wrong direction. Instead of facing west, you face another direction. You go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and instead of sprinkling the blood on the Pareches, you sprinkle the blood towards the Menorah, towards the Mizbeach, towards the Shulchan, or backwards towards the Mizbeach Hazav. Let's say you sprinkle the blood in the wrong direction. The Mitzah. So Zok the Mitzah, or the Parah Aduma, when you're standing on Har HaZeis, if you sprinkle the blood in the wrong direction, your kavana when I did this was, I'm sprinkling now, not l'shem poraduma, I'm sprinkling l'shem mitzayra, I'm sprinkling l'shem, I don't know, anything yet, one and one. Let's see if Rashi over here says, there is no Rashi on this, doesn't say exactly what the shloy l'shman is. If you sprinkle them, shloy l'shman for a wrong kavan, for a wrong, not for Klal Yisrael. I'm sprinkling the 7 hazayits for the Goyim. Okay, when it comes to Shloi L'Shman, we learn in the study, there are 2 different types of Shloi L'Shman. Remember that? There's Shloi L'Shman Shini Ba'alim, and Shloi L'Shman Shini Korban. So I'm assuming now, when it says here that the Skan Kohen Gadol, Elazar, and his replacement, when he sprinkles it towards the Pareches, towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's either having a Kavana not for Klal Yisrael, or let's say whatever, or for the Goyim, or maybe for a private person, or he has a kavan, this is not l'shem paraduma, it's l'shem something else. So what is the halacha? Shev hazeh shev par v'shazim b'im shlo l'shem b'im shlo b'mechuvonos. What do you mean shlo b'mechuvonos? You don't sprinkle it towards the correct direction. So what is the halacha?
Psulos.
Psulos. Over here in the parentheses, it's a perish rashi in the parentheses. And it's telling you over here what does it mean shlo b'mechuvonos? It says el neichach and el moed, which means not opposite the Kodesh, the base of Megdash, Pesulis. But let's say, what about Shibbethanim? What about the three different types of Korbanos, of the Pnimios, that are brought inside the Hechel, in the Hechel, which means the power Koyin HaMashiach, the power Helam Dovah Shal Tzibar, and the Seiri Avodas Kochavim, and the fourth one, the Yom HaKippurim. Let's say there, Vishabi Mitzayra. Likewise, the Mitzayra, when you come to Shai Nikonar, the Mitzayra, the Kohen takes blood, he sprinkles the blood also towards the Kodesh HaKadosh, the blood and the oil. He sprinkles the blood also in that direction. So there are five, very interesting things. They're really trivia, but a idea question. How, if someone will ask you the question, how many times in total, in Chumash, in Halacha, in Shulchan Aruch, is there a time when a Kohen sprinkles blood in a particular direction, not on an object, towards a location? And the answer is there are six different possibilities. Paraduma, there is the four that inside, which are Yom HaKippurim, Par Kohen Mashiach, Par Helim Davar Shal Tzibor, Seiri Avodah Zarah, and the Mitzorah. Got it? Total of six. Add that to the number, to our number, our list of numbers. Six different situations where you sprinkle something towards blood, towards a specific direction. So when it comes to the first one, the paraduma, if you do it shaloi l'shma, or you do it shaloi mechuvonos, so it says psulos. There it is essential, it's ma'akev. But with regard v'shebevnim, v'shebimitzayra, shaloi l'shman, the four inside, and the mitzayra, shaloi l'shman psulos, but shaloi mechuvonos k'sheirais. But if you do not sprinkle in the right direction, you take out the compass and you get a little bit confused, you go the wrong direction, it's going to be kosher. Ah, v'atanya, we learn the brayso, gavi parva, shloi l'shma, and pesula, shloi mechuvon, it's kasher, stira. But it says here in this brayso, even in regard to the parah aduma, if you do not sprinkle the blood in the correct direction, it's going to be kosher, b'diavet. Ah, v'nav chis, loi kosher, chav, yehuda, harabon, in echanam, it's machlekes tanoim. Machlekes tanoim, if you sprinkle the blood of the paraduma in the wrong direction, if it's a kosher para aduma, the tanya mechushre kapara, the brayso son is called kapara shnigletul azara b'shoyki chayim. We go loud. The long brayso tells many halachas. Until we get halacha, we need our discussion. The first thing over here is mechushre kapara, which means a person that has a requirement for korbanos, which means a mitzora. A mitzora may not eat kadosh until he brings his korbanos. A yoledes, a woman who gave birth, may not need the korbanos until she brings the korbanos. A nazir may not eat kadosh until he brings his korbanos. These are people that mechushrei kapara, they're completely tahar, they have no taint of tumah upon their body whatsoever. A yoledes, a mitzayra, a zava, and a nazir. Those are the team of people mechushrei kapara. And they go into, they're not allowed to go, these people are not allowed to go into the Azara, even though they're tahar. But the fact that they're not yet bringing the Korbanos or demands from them, therefore they're not allowed to go into the Azara. Guess what it says over here is Chayiv Chatos. The prohibition is so severe that Chayiv, a Korban Chatos. That's how severe it is. And the Torah says, you know, they're not allowed to go inside. Okay, the Chayiv. Now, let's say the chayv karas, the ain it's sorech loymar tful yom v'shokol hatmeim. It goes without saying that the person is mamish tomei. A person, he went to mikvah. He's an avatuma. He had a paraduma. He went to mikvah, and going to mikvah makes the person into a sheni. He has to wait until the sun sets in order for the tumah to leave entirely. If he goes in, that's even worse. He is even worse than the mechusrei kapara. Mechusrei kapara be'etzem are tohoirim. It's just that there's one more thing they need to do to complete the process, to have a carbon offered on their behalf. Someone who does not need a carbon to be brought on his behalf, or even if he does, and went to Mikvah, and the Tumah has departed, but he still needs the sun to set in order that he's 100 and tar, is even worse. And the Ein Tzachloma Tulyoim, B'shokol HaTmeim, if they go into the Azara B'shoig the Chayiv HaKamim Chat, that's the Meiz Chayim Chorus. U'tehoirim, now we go Vaidu Tarm Shnechnes U'lefnim Mimichitzal San, Lehechol, Kuloi B'arboyim. Let's say a person who's Torah enters, U'lefnim Mimichitzal San, they go within their mechitza. What do we mean within their mechitza? They go within mechitza. So, kama, lefim, so we explain. If they go lehechol, if a person who is tahor, a kohen who is tahor, is not allowed to enter into the hechol for no purpose, if he goes, kuloi be'arboim, everyone gets, anyone who goes inside gets malkois arboim. Okay? Lehechol, af im avri es kuloi. Over here it says, Mashiach b'dvarka when we're zuchel ma'arav, im lichnesu lehechol, af im avri es kuloi, v'yigiu ana paroiches, dinam be'arboim malkois. Okay, kuloi over here means if they traverse the entire span of the hechol up until the Kodesh HaKodashim, does not matter where they go. They walk in anywhere, even all the way up to the very, very front, they get Be'arboim. But let's say they go past the Pereches. They go into the Kodesh HaKodashim, but let's say they go in Mi-Beis, Le-Pereches, El Pnei HaPereches, B'Misa. But let's say they go into the Kodesh HaKodashim, Mechayev, Misa, Misa, V'Shamayim. Who says this? This is what their Rabbanan say. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Kol Heichol Kulai, Mi-Beis, Le-Pereches, Be'arboim. So he says over here, Kol Heichol, Kol Heichol Kulai, Mi-Beis, Le-Pereches, Be'arboim. But the El Pnei HaPereches B'Misa. I made a mistake. I didn't say correctly. They really have three different locations. There is inside. There's something called Mibeis LaPereches, and there's something called El Pnei HaKapereches. What's the chilik between these two locations? What is the difference between these two? Between these
one
two,
one goes into the Kodesh Kodesh, and one goes
inside the Amatraxin. Amatraxin. So it says in the base of the Rechaz, from the Hainu Kodesh HaKadoshim Shesham Aron and V'kol Shechen Shem Shicho V'Yigiu Ad El Pnei HaKapares, Hainu Mul, the back of the Aron. Mul HaAron, you know, so you're going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the first thing is Mibes LaParechaz V'Lefnim, the Hainu Kodesh HaKadoshim Shesham Aron, V'kol Shechen Shem Shicho V'Yigiu Ad El Pnei HaKapares, Hainu Mul HaAron. Okay, so he's saying over here, I never knew this. I never knew anything, nothing. But this is very interesting. Over here we say that in the Kodesh HaKadosh, do you ever know this? Na'yazach. There are two different mekoymos in the Kodesh HaKadosh. There is walking into the Kodesh HaKadosh, and then there's when you are standing mamish in front of the Aron. There are two different locations. Don't think that the Kodesh HaKadosh is just one makom, it's one room. In the Kodesh HaKadosh, there are two mekoymos. There's being in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then there is being in standing mamish in front of the Oroin within the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You ever know that? That's what we learned tonight. So therefore, it's still the Kohen Tantanakama. It says, Kol HaHechel Kulay Umbeis LaPrech. So we won't talk about the Tantanakama. Tantanakama comes to the Torah, Kol HaHechel Kulay, the entire Hechel is Barboim. If you go Umbeis LaPreches, if you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and you go El Pnaka Paris, Bemisa. There is no difference according to the Tanakhama. According to the Tanakhama, there's no difference between going to the Kodesh Kodesh and going from the Aron. However, Rabbi Huda Oimer, there is a difference. Kol HaHechol Kulai, the entire Hechol, O Mibes La Paroiches, is Be'arboim. The entire Hechol and coming into the Kodesh HaKadosh is only 40 lashes. But if you stand mamish in front of the Aron HaKadosh, that's when it's the Chiyuv Misa of El Pnaka Paroiches, Bemisa. What is the machlokes? B'hai kro. Vayoyimer Hashem el Moshe, da'ber el Aron achicha, v'al yavoy b'choleis el ha-kodesh. And here it says the words, et mibeis la-paroiches, el p'nei ha-kapoires. Okay, it's possible. Pasuk in the Torah HaKadosh, there are two different words. Do not go into the beis la-paroiches, do not go p'nei ha-kapoires. Tzvei zach and asher al ha-aroin, v'lo yomus, la-bon and sarvi el ha-kodesh, below Yavoi, it says Al Yavoi is a loisase. The pasuk begins with loisase and ends with below Yomus, the Chiyuv Misa. The question is, where do you put the kama? You put the kama after the Hegel, and the last two things is the Nisa, or do you put the comma after the first two things, and the only time it's going to Nisa is from the Kesha Kedosh, okay? So the only question is, where exactly do you put the comma? That's the Machlekes, and that is going to be used to translate the same Machlekes. There's how we're going to break up another pasuk to explain B'Shan Gemara when it comes to the issue of the Mechusre Kapara. And that we have to do another time. Shabbos, an hour before Mincha.
When is Mincha? Is it
5 o'clock? I think it's 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock.
Sure.
Yeah. Shabbos, 5 o'clock.
Many levels,
right?
More?
Many levels. Milos.